Welcome into the Landry Football Podcast Network. This is Scout En Route with a look at Houston and the Chargers. The Chargers are in trouble at 1-2 with a roster that looks like a deep playoff run type roster, but that roster is not quite there. It's certainly not healthy. The franchise quarterback is playing far less than 100% right now. Austin Eckler is not playing well. After scoring 20 times last year, Eckler is scoreless through three games. The question is whether can Houston stop anyone in this game? While their defense might look pretty good on paper, 13th in fewest points per game, their three opponents have been a mess offensively. The Colts, Broncos, and the Bears are hardly good tests of really where their defense is. But can the Chargers provide the type of problems offensively? They were out of sorts last week with Justin Herbert not healthy against the Jags. They were playing without Keelan Allen. They lost Rashad Slater. They lost Joey Bosa off their defense. The injury curse is kind of killing this team, and I still don't like how they manage games and how they're up and down, but they weren't beaten by the Jags. They were pounded by them. I'm curious to see how they respond. Who can come back with another week of practice to step in and play? Can they get Eckler gone? Can Davis Mills do much of anything against this Charger defense? I think the Chargers have to step up defensively, create some opportunities for their offense. I expect Justin Herbert to play. I think they rebound here mainly because if they don't and they go to 1-3, you can pretty much write out one of the more talented teams out of the playoff race early due to injuries. That's always a factor. This is an intriguing game for that reason and maybe for that reason only. So where is it going to go? Who's going to win it? How much? Further thoughts inside the film room over at LandryFootball.com. Make sure that you check it out. Take advantage of our football season sale. It's the best offer we have. Try it out for a month, 6 months, whatever is your pleasure there. Also, subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network, where you can get all the shows that we have, college football and the NFL. But now, for the route to victory on this game, let's head on over to our Vegas Insider.
I'm Thomas Viola, and this is the route to victory for the Week 4 matchup between the Los Angeles Chargers and the Houston Texans. The Texans have been plucky to say the least so far this season, but they still remain one of the league's worst teams. After collapsing late in Week 1 to tie the Colts, they lost a snooze fest to the Broncos before falling to the Bears in Chicago last week 23-20. Now the Chargers come to town as 5-point favorites after that line moved down from 7 due to the brutal rash of injuries that the Chargers have had to deal with. They've so far had sidelined center Corey Linsley and left tackle Rashawn Slater on the offensive line and star rusher Joey Bosa on defense, as well as corner J.C. Jackson and receiver Keenan Allen. Even Justin Herbert is playing hurt with fractured rib cartilage that has me wincing just watching him get hit. Despite all of that, the Chargers have to feel hard done with how well they've played this season in the early goings. They took down the Raiders, probably should have beaten the Chiefs, and simply succumbed to too many injuries in a blowout home loss to Jacksonville last week. But the Texans have yet to play an opponent of this caliber, even an injured one. Houston lacks a home run threat, and their offense has been very tame, ranking 29th in EPA per play so far this season and 30th in DVOA. The Chargers may be banged up, but this game is the perfect opportunity to finally get running back Austin Eckler going against a Texans defense that ranks 30th in rush DVOA as well. The injuries driving down this line don't phase me away from the Chargers, who even with a rookie at left tackle, no Keenan Allen and no Joey Bosa, still have plenty of firepower with Mike Williams and Eckler on offense, and Khalil Mack still making plays on this defensive front. Houston may have kept things close against other members of the NFL's basement, but the Chargers are a team that knows that injury or not, they have to pick up wins in games like this to keep pace in the AFC West if they want to make the playoffs. I'll side with the more talented, even if injured, team that also has the better quarterback. Give me the Chargers -5 in this one as your route to victory. And for more routes, be sure to check out the sports betting stack wherever you get your podcasts.